as it's time for tonight's postgame coaches interview presented by Bearings. And Coach, a battle to the end, as we always expect, but tonight the run-up to halftime, a 9-2 run and a great start to the second half, 13-2. You guys seemed to counterpunch as well, and they had some big moments.
Well, we took a page out of our experience. We've been in this situation, and I thought we handled their pressure significantly better than we did in closing out LaSalle or in the game against VCU or the game against Richmond or VCU or Fordham. And so I thought our pressure attack improved. You know, we had opportunities to put it away, and we just didn't. And, you know, we made some terrific stops defensively. But how about Michael Jones? You know, he gets that tip out there at the end. And what a critical tip out that was. You never know. They were in position to get a put back, and all of a sudden it's a, you know, a three-point and one-possession game, and he tips it out, and the clock runs out. So those kind of plays that don't go in the scorebook, but those kind of plays go into our memory bank.
You look at guard play tonight. Foster Lawyer finished his tied for a game high with 21, Lee 18, Jones 17. It seemed like there were a lot of good looks, a lot more opportunities than we've seen over the last couple of games.
You know, just think about Lee. He really struggled in the first half. I think he was 1-for-9, and he got great looks. And the one shot he made was a terrific bank shot, a runner, and he hits those two big threes in the second half from the corner and in the one big three up top of the key. It's those kind of big plays that shows the resilience, the toughness, the adversity, and the meeting the challenge of the adversity. And I'm just so thrilled with our guys getting this victory.
And Foster Lawyer, with those 21 points, you talk about toughness. 7 assists, 5 rebounds, and he's the guy leading the charge against the pressure.
Oh, thank goodness that they went to the monitor to check that foul, because if he had gone to the bench, oh, boy. And, you know, you can recall one of the memorable games here at St. Bonaventure, the triple overtime game, 108-105. This play right here in the, right in front of where I'm standing, Peyton got his fifth foul, and it was a legitimate fifth foul. But it was a fifth foul that sent him to the bench, and we wound up spiraling and losing the game in the triple overtime. And the referee that called that foul is a terrific referee. And, you know, he made that same call that he thought it was Foster, but he's such a terrific referee, he did check to make sure. And that's why the guy's in the Final Four. He's a terrific ref.
Talking about Luka Brajkovic for a moment, how did you feel he did well, or how he did against Oshuni? Because it seemed that he wasn't as big a factor as he is in most ball games.
You know, he gave Oshuni a crack twice tonight. By that I mean he gave him an opening. And he raised his body up, and Oshuni went to the baseline side and kind of got two shots in. But after he got that first one, the opening shot of the game, Luka stopped him dead on twice in a row. And I think Luka hitting those two threes were critical for not only Luka's confidence, but for Oshuni being back on his heels. This is the first time Luka's faced the double team, and you know, he was remarkable with his passing out of the double team. And in the first half, we got looks on the arc, and I said in the second half, throw it back in. After he throws it out, throw it back in, and that's what we did. And then he threw it back out again, and I think that's what was so critical.
In your second half, you could see that was evident. For a large portion of that, you guys were shooting 70% from the floor. You finished at 60 in the second half.
We got pretty good offense, pretty good offensive players, and this St. Bonaventure team is really good. I mean, they are really good, experienced, smart, incredibly well coached. They run great stuff. I'm just thrilled with this victory.
And finally, Coach, how do you feel you guys did on the boards? I know that was a big point of emphasis this morning.
Yeah, I'm disappointed in giving them the number of offensive rebounds that they had, particularly at the guard spot. We just cannot allow guards to give them lifelines. And you know, Lofton had 3 in the first half, and then I think that Dominic Welch had 1 in the second half, and Jaron Holmes had 4. Oshuni had 1. Attaway had none. Koulibaly had none. But it was Lofton, Welch, and Holmes, who had 8 offensive rebounds from the guard spot. And you saw the shoot-around today. We broke the team down, guards and bigs, and one drill we did was just guards get rebounds. And that's a disappointment that we're going to have to clean up.
And I do have one more for you, Coach. Message to the team after this one.
Our message to the team is that I'm so proud of them and thankful to them for fighting the way they did to overcome the adversity they faced, and that I'm thinking already about Saturday in George Washington because we better be ready.
Coach, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Coach McKillop's comments presented by Barings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Barings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live, and is proud to partner with Davidson College on initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit Barings.com.